Thursday, April 22nd, and this is our St. Louis de Montfort Novena, Day 4. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Great Apostle and Son of Our Lady, St. Louis de Montfort, your only desire was to set aflame the world with the love of Jesus through Mary. We implore you to obtain for us a perfect and constant devotion to Mary, that we may participate in the faith, hope, and charity of Our Lady, and that we may receive the favor we ask of you in this novena. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. St. Louis de Montfort, pray for us. I pray to Jesus in your words, dear St. Louis. O most loving Jesus, deign to let me pour forth my gratitude before thee for the grace thou hast bestowed upon me in giving me to thy Holy Mother through the devotion of holy bondage, that she may be my advocate in the presence of thy majesty, in my support, in my extreme misery. Alas, O Lord, I am so wretched that without this dear mother, I should be certainly lost. Yes, Mary is necessary for me at thy side and everywhere that she may appease thy just wrath, because I have so often offended thee that she may save me from the eternal punishments of thy justice, which I deserve. That she may contemplate thee, speak to thee, pray to thee, approach thee, and please thee, that she may help me to save my soul and the souls of others. In short, Mary is necessary for me that I may always do the holy will and seek thy greater glory in all things. Ah, would that I could proclaim throughout the whole world the mercy that thou hast shown to me. Would that everyone might know I should be already damned were it not for Mary. Would that I might offer worthy thanksgiving for so great a blessing. Mary is in me. Oh, what a treasure. Oh, what a consolation. And shall I not be entirely hers? Oh, what ingratitude. My dear Savior, send me death rather than such a calamity, for I would rather die than live without belonging entirely to Mary. With St. John the Evangelist at the foot of the cross, I have taken her 1,000 times for my own, and as many times have given myself to her. But if I have not yet done it as thou, dear Jesus, dost wish, I now renew this offering as thou dost desire me to renew it. And if you seest in my soul or my body anything that does not belong to this august princess, I pray thee to take it and cast it far from me. For whatever in me does not belong to Mary is unworthy of thee. O Holy Spirit, grant me all these graces. Plant in my soul the tree of true life, which is Mary. Cultivate it and tend it, so that it may grow and blossom and bring forth the fruit of life in abundance. O Holy Spirit, give me great devotion to Mary, thy faithful spouse. Give me great confidence in her maternal heart and her abiding refuge in her mercy, so that by her thou mayest truly form in me Jesus Christ, great and mighty, until the fullness of his perfect age. Amen. O God, who in the power of the Holy Spirit has made St. Louis de Montfort an ardent apostle of Christ crucified and a faithful son of the Virgin Mary, grant that through his example and intercession we may be renewed in the spirit of our baptism and be always faithful to our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.